And we are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Darren Zimmerman. And, well, Coach, first half didn't go as planned, but the second half was another good effort.
Yeah, it was a strange game. I mean, that's kind of the only way I can describe it. First half, I mean, they played well, obviously, put up a lot of points and held us down, and we just didn't have it in that half, and I don't really have an answer right now why that is. It's just we didn't. But we got going after halftime a little bit more and certainly put together a better second half.
Seemed like their swarming defense really gave you some fits there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, some of it was just, you know, they had good effort and intensity on their end, and they were able to put us into some trap situations and, you know, force some really errant passes. And then sometimes we were just throwing the ball, and it wasn't to anybody. And, you know, that's the thing that should be the easiest thing to fix, but it's going to, I don't know, we got to go back to the drawing board in that area, because we got to be able to, you know, hit our teammates in key spots and you know, not make passes that are harder than they need to be.
Yeah, especially passing with a purpose is definitely a big thing.
It is, yeah. The game is built on passing, really. You know, teams that pass the ball really, really well are usually teams that are very, very good. And, you know, we've put some stretches together where we're capable of that. I thought our ball movement and our execution in the half-court offense a lot better in the second half. But in the first half, it wasn't great, and that's why we didn't score very much.
How were you able to make any adjustments, if any, you made in the second half to be able to, as you said, get the ball movement a little bit more going, and then also you were able to connect from the outside as well?
Well, the simple thing was we just had to play harder. You know, we didn't play very hard in the first half. And when you don't play very hard, then nothing really works very well, especially when the team that you're playing against is out there executing, playing hard. So they were just at a different level in terms of their intensity, their urgency, and just plain old effort. So that was the key thing, is that we just had to improve our effort. And usually when you're talking about those things at halftime, it's not good. You know, the first half isn't good, and it clearly wasn't here. But give the girls credit, they dug in, and they did what we needed to do in the second half, and play with a lot better effort and a lot better intensity. We just need to put that together for two halves now.
Yeah, we've talked about that in various platforms, about putting together a full game, a full 36 minutes. But in the second half, you were able to get a couple of threes late from Isabel Smith. Caitlin Christensen even able to get a couple of threes from beyond the arc. Then you mix that in with Madeline Brugman having a good half down low as well.
Yeah, you know, I think just from a team standpoint, you just mentioned three kids. We were just moving the ball better. We were executing. Caitlin's just kind of intensity and urgency just kind of maybe spilled over to the rest of the team. She was all over the place, and that's what you need, especially when you're not executing and doing well. So that was really nice to see. And then, you know, Isabel just stuck with it. She's a good shooter, and it was just a matter of just finding the groove, and she was able to do that for us. And yeah, Maddie just, you know, keeps getting better game in, game out, and that's good.
Seems like you guys have had a lot of strong second halves here throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, you got to play well in the second half, and you got to be able to put that together. The not-so-good thing is if you really need that good second half because your first half wasn't great, and that was the case tonight.
You'll be taking on Dilworth Glenn Felton on Tuesday, but what's practice going to look like, or at least the weekend and then Monday with practice?
Yeah, I'll have to, you know, think about some of the areas offensively that we're just struggling and not getting, and try to break that down so we can simplify some things a little bit, and then be able to play with better fundamental play too. So simple, hard effort fundamentals, that'll be the key to practice on Monday. Certainly have to work on zone offense. DGF runs a really good matchup zone, so we'll have to make sure we execute. You know, we saw a good zone tonight, and we'll see another good one on Tuesday.
And how do you try and get off to a better start? Is that something that you can coach, or is that, like, how do you get off to a better start?
I think it just, you know, it comes to practice. You just got to be intense all the time. Like, it's whatever, however long you're going, hour and 15 minutes, 2 hours. It's just an intense period, you know, mentally and physically. Because then it puts you in a position when you're going in a game that, that's what you're accustomed to and you're used to. And, you know, our kids practice hard. They get after it, but we just maybe have to renew that sense of urgency and pay a little more close attention to some details that, you know, are obviously hurting us in these games, and just maybe be more aware of those in practice.
Crazy to think that the regular season, it's winding down.
Yeah, you know, it's Friday here, and starting going into next week, it's the last week of the regular season. So we got some practice, you know, a few practices, and then obviously a couple games next week. But yeah, it's gone fast.
And what are you looking for in your team here in the last week of the regular season before postseason time?
Consistency for 36 minutes. You know, if we can simplify it down to that, is play hard and play with the right attitude for all 36, and then we'll see where it winds up after that, because we just probably haven't had enough games where that's been the case this year.
Well, we'll see you on Tuesday taking on Dilworth, Glendon, Felton, and best of luck on Tuesday, and hope you have a good weekend and a good practice on Monday.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.